Mason, of the suicides that occurred in July, how old were these people?
From what I have seen, I think that they're probably in their middle age. I don't remember seeing anybody who is younger than 19, and I don't remember seeing anybody over 75. And so that fits historically with the ages that we routinely see in Garfield County. We usually see white middle-aged, or we would say working age, 25 to 64-year-olds, specifically males. They are the population in Garfield County that have the highest rates of suicide deaths in our county.
How does that differ from national statistics or even statewide statistics?
It doesn't. That's the part that we try and make sure that people understand. So white males in that working age category, 25 to 64, have the highest rates of suicide deaths in the state as well as nationally. I mean, we talk about silent killers around heart disease for women. Suicide is sometimes a silent killer of white working age men for a variety of reasons. But unfortunately, I think one of the biggest components and one of the biggest reasons is that we don't have the mental health language, or we can't seem to connect with men around their mental health and emotional well-being in the way that we can sometimes with other populations.
It sounds like working-aged men who are prone to suicide are successful at it, and they are an underserved population in our county.
Yes, on both accounts. I think part of the reason that they are unfortunately more successful is because they typically choose more lethal means for their attempt. There isn't anything political about what I'm going to say, and that is they choose a firearm. And so that is a much more lethal mean than overdose. So we try and educate individuals about looking at those warning signs, but also understanding that if they have somebody in their life who they are worried about, that restricting that access to the more lethal means might be something that is very beneficial.
You know, there's been a big push for a couple of years now in terms of increasing access to prevention tools through Mental Health Colorado, Andrew Romanoff's website, through the Hope Center in Aspen. And, you know, there's been a lot of focus, at least from what I've seen, on community prevention. What's going wrong? What's not working?
I think probably our biggest issue is that we don't talk about our mental health issues, or we don't talk about our mental health well-being. We also don't get past the idea that suicide could be something that happens in our lives. I think for a lot of people think about it as being something that's outside of themselves or something that could happen to other people. And so avoidance of the topic makes it surprising when somebody dies by suicide. If we don't think about suicide as being part of our life or being a possibility, we don't pay attention to the things that might be going on. Research shows that there are usually always warning signs. We would say any mental health issue that doesn't resolve, their mental health starts deteriorating, and then they start trying to cope through other behaviors, which we would say are maladaptive or just not productive.
So
somebody starts drinking and they never drank before. Their drinking becomes heavier. They start using drugs. They start taking more risky behavior. They withdraw themselves from their life.
How can you let someone know that you're worried about them? I mean, it's hard sometimes to initiate those conversations. And sometimes if one does that, the person in question might say, oh, no, everything's fine. I'm okay. You know, don't worry about me or something. How do you do this?
I love the idea of asking somebody, are you okay? And starting that conversation that way. But we've got to get past that part. You need to be calm and collected and, you know, say, you know, are you okay? And I'm worried about you. And then present the evidence. When you present somebody with the evidence of what's happening, it makes them have to stop. It makes you have to stop. And then you're going to be at a place where, you know, you might be able to have a conversation just about mental health. You know, this person may not be on the road to suicide. But going past that, you can ask, have you thought about hurting yourself? Have you thought about killing yourself? That's a really hard one.
Mason Hostut, Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us about this.
You're welcome.